This recording, Oklahoma 8, is copyright the International Dialect of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. She put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she had administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. When I was growing up in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, which is up near Tulsa, there's actually quite a bit to do there. I had quite a few friends. I was pretty shy back then, but it's kind of a big spread out town, and there was quite a bit to do around there. I kind of just kept to myself though. Actually, I read a lot. I read a ton of comic books back then, and back then I was more into visual arts, and I would do a lot of drawing and sketching and some painting too. And every once in a great while I would drive around with my friends, but mostly that just kind of bored me. And then I realized they were going to go and try to get beer and liquor and stuff, and I really wasn't into that junk, so I kind of just did my own thing. But I have to say I've had a good life growing up. I mean, altogether, a really good life. I've had great parents. They spoiled me pretty much when I was young, but I mean, they definitely taught me the right and wrong about everything too. And so, yeah, growing up there was pretty fun. After that, I moved around some, and of course, I live in southwestern-ish Oklahoma now, and the town I came from that I was in for the last 4 years, Elk City, that's quite a small town, and there's quite a bit of a difference living there as opposed to Bartlesville. There's not much to do, I don't think, in Elk City. Again, I'm still not really a person that has to rely on a lot of stuff out there to do, but it's kind of a quiet little town.